This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 19th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day begins with mild temperatures across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny morning, while Jerusalem has light clouds. In Haifa, a cool breeze accompanies the clear sky. Expect a warm afternoon as temperatures rise. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel has launched heavy strikes in southern Lebanon as tensions rise over the U.S.-Iran deal. Also, JNS confirms in the past hour that a Hezbollah drone strike in southern Lebanon has resulted in the deaths of four IDF soldiers, including Lieutenant Colonel Dor Gedalia Ben Simon. Also this hour, Walla reveals that the Likud's legal advisor, attorney Avi Halevi, has resigned amid a forgery scandal just before the party's upcoming conference. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes from earlier today that a former Navy commander warns of potential escalation between Israel and Iran due to recent diplomatic agreements. And finally, Forward reports from earlier today that J.D. Vance cautions Israeli officials against criticizing President Donald Trump, emphasizing the U.S.'s crucial role as an ally. Reaction has been swift on social media. Iris, a local commentator, posted just minutes ago expressing outrage over the deaths of four Israeli soldiers in a Hezbollah attack, stating that Israel must defend its borders. President Isaac Herzog, writing earlier today, shared deep sorrow for the fallen soldiers in Lebanon, including Lieutenant Colonel Dor Gedalia Ben Simhon, highlighting his leadership qualities. Joe Truesman, an analyst, noted a short time ago that the IDF confirmed a suspicious target struck their tank, leading to IDF retaliations on Hezbollah sites. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. Ynet reports that Israel intensified its military response in the region, targeting Hezbollah positions. This comes amid concerns over the Iran nuclear deal, which has drawn criticism from Israeli troop families. The strikes aim to deter further aggression from Hezbollah, but the situation remains volatile. Turning to the tragic loss of IDF soldiers. According to JNS, a Hezbollah drone killed four soldiers, including a battalion commander, in a targeted strike. The attack raises questions about security measures along the border and underscores the ongoing threat posed by Hezbollah to Israeli forces. This incident could potentially heighten tensions between Israel and Lebanon. Meanwhile, in domestic politics, Waller reports that attorney Avi Halevi has stepped down as Likud's legal advisor. His resignation is linked to a forgery scandal that could overshadow the party's discussions at its upcoming conference. This development might impact the party's stability and public perception. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights comments from a former Navy commander about the risks of escalation with Iran. The commander cited recent international agreements as a possible trigger for conflict. The reliability of the Iran deal remains in doubt, raising fears of increased military confrontations in the region. Finally, Forward brings attention to J.D. Vance's remarks about Israeli criticism of the Iran deal. Vance warns that alienating the U.S., particularly under President Trump, could jeopardize vital military support. This highlights the delicate balance Israel must maintain in its diplomatic relations. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that an AI teacher in Israel, Dora Solovey, has embraced artificial intelligence to ease her workload, showcasing the growing integration of AI in education. Separately, Globes reveals that Israeli defense companies face new restrictions at a major French arms show following a prior ban. This development could affect Israel's defense export market in Europe. And finally, Ynet Business notes that McDonald's is experimenting with Red Bull drinks in Israel, reflecting a shift in its menu to attract more customers amid changing market trends. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.